Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great time broadcasting live from Dickinson, North Dakota, introducing you to all of these movers and shakers here in Dickinson, North Dakota. I hope you've been impressed as I have been with all the folks here, and all the entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well here in Dickinson. A lot of great folks that we've met, and they've been so nice to us. Sturdy folks, as I've said, and I'm always quick to point out that I'm not talking about the ankle size, and some of the ladies have already thanked me for that. I'm just talking about their toughness. They got to be pretty tough. Anytime you live in a place where the frost line is 6 feet, you know you got to have some pretty sturdy folks there with some thick blood. And now I want to introduce you to somebody who's here in Dickinson. He's not from here. He actually hangs out in Bismarck most of the time because he's the commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Commerce. His name is Shane Godel, and he's our new friend. Shane, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. It's Gettle, by the way. So
Gettle, okay. Yes, well, that O kind of threw me off there.
Yes, I know.
But, well, I'm glad you told me, because with a name like Blasingame, Shane, you try to get other people's names correct.
And yep,
so,
yep.
Well, I know you're happy to be here in Dickinson. They were tickled to death to have you as part of the Strom Entrepreneurship Conference that we've been having here yesterday and today. And I enjoyed speaking to the group, and I enjoyed meeting you yesterday.
Yeah, I thank you very much. I enjoyed your remarks last night. Were very enlightening. So
I appreciate that. Okay, tell us what the commissioner of the Department of Commerce of North Dakota does.
Well, the Department of Commerce was organized under Governor Hovind and the legislature in 2001, and it merged together four different agencies that really have the power to leverage each other, and that's economic development and finance, community services, tourism, and workforce development. And so that's my portfolio. And our mission is to expand, retain, and attract wealth in North Dakota, and to lead those efforts. So.
Well, that's a big job, and I'm glad to see that the state of North Dakota is taking that seriously. And of course, I hope that includes promoting entrepreneurship in North Dakota.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one of the best things I think that government could do at any level is create an environment in which business can thrive, and that's what we're focused on in North Dakota. And the dynamics in the economy are increasingly moving. Toward an emphasis on supporting entrepreneurs and supporting innovation, helping new ideas and new products get to market, and helping our businesses stay on the leading edge of the growth curve.
It's critical for the
success of our economy moving forward.
I really like the way you said that about the environment, Shane, because when I hear politicians say, we're going to create jobs, well, you know, most politicians don't know anything about creating jobs, and they can't create jobs, but they can create an environment that's healthy. They can create soil that's fertile for entrepreneurship, can't they?
Yes, they can. You know, sometimes we have to kind of go back to basics, and the basic idea is somebody is skilled at something. Somebody has a wonderful idea, and they gather some people around them and employ them in order to carry that out. And that's the private sector that creates jobs. Government.
That's exactly right.
Government is there to facilitate. Government is there to provide some resources in some cases, but I think its most important job is to foster an environment that allows that kind of individual initiative to flourish and come forward to move our economy, which helps everybody.
That's exactly right. Let me ask you a question, Shane. What is the two things that really hamper entrepreneurship and small businesses is the tax load, the tax burden, and regulations? How would you consider those to be in North Dakota?
Well, first of all, in North Dakota, I can take our century code, that's all of our statutes, and I can set it on my back credenza, and I can hold it between the span of my arms. Wow. And I compare that to our neighboring state of Minnesota, and you know, it fills up the whole wall of a room.
Right.
And so there's a stark difference between what we have as a citizen legislature and I think what other states have, you know, more full-time legislators. And yet, you know, we have some pretty impressive businesses that right here in our own state that really enjoy, I think, working in an environment in which the government is very close to the people here in North Dakota. Our business leaders have access to our state and federal officials. You can get appointments with them. You can meet the governor face to face. And in that kind of climate, we have better policy development because we get more input from our business leaders.
Now, is your governor Republican or Democrat?
He's a Republican.
And are your chambers, your legislature, is it Republican or Democrat?
Both the Senate and the House in North Dakota are majority of the bodies are held by Republicans. So,
by Republicans, okay. And has it been that way a long time?
Well, Governor Hovind's been governor since year 2000 when he was elected.
Right.
The legislature's been Republican in both chambers for several years now. I'd have to go back a ways to
Interesting. Well, it's just, I'm making no judgment on that question. I just like to know. Just interesting, and of course, North Dakota is a red state, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
As they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the website for North Dakota?
Well, our website for the North Dakota Department of Commerce is www.ndcommerce.com, and from the front page, you can immediately access our the four divisions that I mentioned, and there's a business hotline for North Dakota too. It's 1-866-4-DAKOTA.
All right, that sounds good.
Four Dakota.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Shane Gettle about why would we want to do business in North Dakota. What would it take? And also, we're going to talk about tourism right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and having more fun than the law allows here in Dickinson, North Dakota. Folks, these North Dakotans are cool people. They're a lot of fun. They like to have fun. They like to tease and joke around a little bit, but they get serious about business, and it's just a lot of fun being around them. And we're visiting with Shane Gettle, who's the commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Commerce, who's come all the way over here from Bismarck to help these people celebrate this entrepreneurship conference, the Strom Entrepreneurship Conference. And by the way, Shane, as part of the team that's hosting us here and that's been so nice to us, I want to thank you on behalf of me and my wife and the hospitality we've been shown. I want to thank you for all that.
You're welcome. I wouldn't expect anything less from our people. So,
I know you wouldn't. Okay, let's. One of the things that we were talking about is the efforts that you're making on behalf of entrepreneurs. You've got a new website, a new resource that you're offering to North Dakota entrepreneurs, don't you?
Yes, we do. In fact, not only for North Dakota entrepreneurs, we're welcoming former North Dakotans or other people who might be interested in setting up a business in North Dakota. But let me give you the website first. It's www.innovatend.com. And it's a new 6-month venture building process. An entrepreneur has an idea, existing or emerging entrepreneurs. If they have an idea, we built a program in combination with the Center for Innovation at the University of North Dakota and other colleges and partners throughout the state, like the Dickinson State University. And this online process includes entrepreneur education. It gives the entrepreneur some business planning tools. They get coaching and mentoring available to them. And in the end, some of the ideas are selected to go through a competition, about 20 of them. And then venture capitalists are are judging the final awards, and we're also making available some of our state programs as well to some of the finalists to see if ultimately they're, you know, we'll run them through and see if they're eligible for some help in getting their business started. So
now, see,
the idea is to create a funnel where we can grab some ideas that are ready to mature and get them on the ground as quickly as possible.
Folks, you've heard me talk about, you heard Shane and I talking earlier about government creating fertile soil, creating an environment that's conducive to entrepreneurship. That's what government needs to do. Not manipulating, not trying to manipulate how we do our business, not to overregulate, not to overtax us, but to take those barriers off and give us a leg up, which is what you were just talking about, Shane. And I congratulate you on behalf of North Dakota entrepreneurs. I want to say thank you for all that.
You're welcome. It's our job to create the best business climate possible for that kind of entrepreneurial spirit to thrive.
Over the last year and a half or 2 years or so that you've been working on this yourself, and maybe you have some perspective farther back, are you starting to see an ROI with this with your interest in entrepreneurship here in North Dakota?
We certainly are. You know, we're very fortunate that we've got policymakers in the state that are all on the same page in terms of creating the best business climate possible. We've had very strong manufacturing growth, and we're one of only three states in the country that can claim that we've had manufacturing growth in jobs in the last, the other two states are Nevada and Alaska, and so we've had a real strong climate for that growth, and we're, you know, that it includes a pro-growth business and tax climate, the state support facilitation, really helping businesses walk through whatever red tape they have, but walk through it as quickly as possible, and a real investment in helping our manufacturers stay lean. And our energy industry has been booming too. We've invested $1 billion in renewable energy projects over the past past few years, and we're partnering our traditional and renewable resources. So we're developing wind and coal, and we're developing ethanol and biofuels, and lots of incentives in place for that, and a state energy policy that's driving us forward. Our investment in that primary sector and in creating a climate in which entrepreneurs can thrive is really paying off.
Shane, I'm going to have to stop you because I got to wrap it up. We got to wrap up this hour. And for our visit. But I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for having us, being part of the team that had us here in North Dakota. Thank you for all that. And congratulations on all the great things you're doing here. And give my best and congratulations to the governor.
You bet. And thank you very much for your coming to our state. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks. Shane Gettle, ladies and gentlemen, the commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Commerce. We'll get you back on the show another day and see how things are going. I got to sign off from Dickinson, North Dakota. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows. Thank you for letting me do this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.